Today, I've got a question from Andrew. Andrew asks, how do I feel more gratitude in my life? I'm with you, Andrew. He goes on to say, I've tried to remind myself to be grateful, but honestly, it's not working all that well. And he finally says, I know it's important to feel, but I'm just not feeling it. Andrew, I think this is such a big issue. I definitely struggled with this one. It feels like every billboard, every Pinterest or Instagram photo says be grateful, and it's got something really cute attached to it, and you can't go anywhere without hearing about gratitude journals. And I tried it. I would remind myself, be grateful, be grateful, be grateful. And I would say, be grateful. I'm so grateful for my family's health. I'm so grateful for my child. And to be honest, I get to the end of the day and I would think privately in a sort of shame-based, down the rabbit hole, what's wrong with me way, I'm just not feeling more gratitude. Maybe I'm just not a very grateful person, right? Like, this is what the world is saying to do, and it's not working for me. So I found positive psychology. I don't know if you've heard of positive psychology, but they're this amazing new branch of psychology that talks about the study of how to feel happier. And they have found that practicing gratitude actually makes you happier, and not happier for like 5 minutes, but actually happier, more contented over a period of time in your life. So what they say really worked for me, and I'm going to pass it along for you, Andrew, and anybody else that's listening. Hopefully this works as well for you. We are scanning our world around us, right? We walk around and we see things, we start to tell stories, we interpret it, we filter the world all day long, whatever we're doing. And most of the time, we're not paying all that much attention, right? Our minds are chattering away and we pay attention, we don't pay attention. Sometimes you drive all the way home and you know you've been talking away to yourself, but you really didn't listen to any of it. Positive psychology says to take a moment in the morning or in the evening. I found it works anytime to scan your environment intentionally, right? So scanning the world and not looking for some big thing to say you're grateful for, but I'm sitting here in Chicago and we've had a warmer winter and I'm just grateful that there's this beam of sunlight shining into my living room as I'm speaking to you. Or I have a big chocolate Labrador and when he wags his tail, it actually creates like a fan effect. It kind of moves freezing cold air across your feet. Little things like that, different things every day. It literally rewires your brain to look for the positive. So as you're unconsciously filtering the world around you, interpreting the world around you, your brain gets in the habit of looking for those things that are more grateful. So you're rewiring your brain and over time, you're a happier person, right? If you think about that, if you're scanning the room and you get in the habit and it becomes unconscious and you're naturally noticing little things all day long that make you smile, make you a happier person, right? You'll be happier. You'll feel more confident. You'll have better relationships. You'll be a better person. And things just honestly start working out better when you're coming from a good place. So give that a try, Andrew. It worked for me. I know it'll work for you. Send in a note, send an email, let us know how it works out. And thank you so much for listening. If you like what you hear today, we really appreciate it if you could go over and subscribe to the podcast or write a little review. Every little bit counts. Thank you.